next item is Waters Run Subdivision, request to delete sidewalks.
This item was deferred at the January 22nd meeting to allow for the full commission's participation. It's a request to delete a portion of the sidewalks within this development. There was a condition of approval requiring sidewalks on both sides of all streets. Currently, sidewalks have been installed along the entrance into the development and around lots 11 through 20 and the amenity area. If you were to approve the request, sidewalks would front on at least one side of all streets with the exceptions of lots 5 through 10 and lots 25 through 35, and we previously provided you a copy of that site plan prior to the January 22nd meeting, and most recently we provided you with a letter from the developer and a board member from the Homeowners Association, their thoughts.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. And Mr. Chairman, I did make the motion to defer on January 22nd, 2015, to allow for the full commission's participation, of which today we do have a full commission. I believe in some of the remarks that I made at that time, I detailed sort of going down memory lane so everyone on commission that was in attendance would know about some of the problems that I believe the county and the state have run into on this development. We had, I believe, a couple lots that contained wetlands. We had, through the cooperation of Mr. Ed Lanay, we worked out that issue and moved forward to preliminary. I'm pretty certain that DelDOT had a problem with the entrance. I believe the entrance in the development had to be replaced and restructured on a more stepped-up impact of economics. There were homes that were being, I believe, marketed and possibly sold that did not have any water to them, which created great burdens for those homeowners. They had mortgage locks, commitments, perhaps sold a house and needed to move in, could not do so.
Basically, there were lots that were sold outside of approved phases in this development. There were two that County Engineering knows about.
And, yes, I wanted to mention that there were there's two lots, 39 and 40, I believe.
Yes.
Which are operating now on a holding tank and a well, which I'm not certain how they got permission for a holding tank. But with that said, and I understand this request, my first inclination would be to think that perhaps under clean hands that not taken action on this until some of the issues that are outstanding with the county, the engineering department, et cetera, be acted on. But I'm going to take a stab at a motion because I did defer for the full commission. And we do have the full commission here today, so opposed to that. Gentlemen, my motion
regarding... Are you open to comments?
I'm open to comments, yes.
I mean, I don't know what your motion is going to be, but I'll still share with
you. I'll try to structure it around the comments and the feedback that I get back. As I said, my inclination would be to not take an action on it, but since we have five of us are here and we're represented by council and got a full staff and Ms. Cornwell here, welcome aboard. Please proceed, Mr. Johnson.
Well, I just found it ironic what they stated as a reason to not put the sidewalks in their own letter. And let me quote. And their reason for why they were submitting the request without the sidewalks is that, I quote, "This is due to the fact that many of the homeowners feel that many of the sidewalk locations pose a danger, that they are too close to homes and require that walkers leave the walks at various locations, as many are blocked by cars in their driveway." Well, who's a danger to? Is it to the resident of the house because someone might be peeking in their window, or is it a danger to the residents that are having to walk in the street? So now, instead of having them walk on the sidewalk for a while and then walk around a car, get back on the sidewalk. Now we're going to make them walk in the street the whole way. So what's more dangerous, doing a little zigzag dance or just walking down the middle of the road and saying, here I am? I don't understand the reasoning behind that. I mean, that's the reason why I like sidewalks. And maybe that's the reason why we would need to be careful about how many front yard setbacks of 15 feet we give, because, again, guarantee there's going to be a car blocking that sidewalk, and they're going to have to take their life in their hands and walk around it and go out in the street for 3 feet. But I just found that kind of ironic reason. But anyhow, thank you. I just had to get that off my chest. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Any?
There's an old saying in politics and government.
What's that? I suffer from CRS. Mike hasn't repeated it again.
That's fine. Anyone else wish to weigh in on this matter?
Yes, just sir. On Mike's comment, is that this does have a 20-foot front, so you really should be able to get a car in it. I don't know why they would.
This is a cluster, so it's got a minimum of a 25-foot front yard setback.
So why would their car be sticking out in the sidewalk area then? Unless they're trying to stack them too deep, in which case they'd be out in the street by that time.
Three deep.
Yeah, I know, in the garage, but
no, they probably can't get in the garage because they got stuff in their garage. Probably parked three deep in there.
Or another vehicle.
I don't know that I agree with the letter with the thing, but I agree with kind of the direction that I think you're going, is that there's a lot of other problems that this community is facing that maybe we need to solve some of them first.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Miss Nelson says you don't have to act on it. You can defer it for that reason to not have it come back until
a full commission again.
Well, until some of these issues are resolved.
I think those issues go out into the private sector, where we've got on record and people having problems with the developer. I mean, no one wants to be on a holding tank where you have to have your raw sewage pumped and thinking, you know, why in the world did this happen to me in the 21st century? So I will take your comments into consideration. And Mr. Chairman, regarding this request by Waters Run Subdivision, I'm going to move that the commission take no action on this request at this time.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on the request to delete sidewalks for Waters Run Subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is